and welcome to the Confident Healer Podcast. I'm Sharmila Molly. I'm a self-love expert, an intuitive healer, and also your hostess for this podcast. You are about to hear inspirational, uplifting, and soulful conversations about the ins and outs of having confidence, maintaining self-love and sanity as we answer the calling of being a healer and running a business. I would really appreciate it if you could help me grow this podcast by telling others about it and by becoming a patron by donating monthly or giving a generous one-time donation. When you donate, it lets me know that you love what I'm doing, and by donating, you are supporting me, a healer running a small business. You can find the PayPal link on theconfidenthealer.net and in every show note. So thank you so much for being here, and let's get on with the show. Hello, and welcome back to the Confident Healer Podcast. I am your host, Sharmila Molly, and this is season 3 and episode 3. So I wanted to interrupt the Akashic Records series this week because I wanted to talk about intuition. It's come up in my 9-month confident healing training. And, you know, this is always such a, it's always such a hard thing when you're learning any type of healing work, where you have to rely on your intuition. It's a muscle that you have to build. And the only way to do that is to do it, to practice whatever it is, whether it's meditation, if you're doing readings or Reiki, intuitive energy healing, something that relies on you to really trust the information that you're getting. And one thing, one of the exercises that I do is to contact your divine guides and get to know them. You know, how many do you have? See if you can get a name. And my one student was able to get, found out that she had 3 and got names for them. And she was still not believing that it was real, that she made it up. So I actually opened my Akashic Records and I said, you know, what do I tell students about how to trust their intuition? And so I just thought this was a great answer because, you know, besides it's helpful to work with someone like me, for instance, and to have somebody mentoring you to encourage you, to ask you, you know, to have somebody to receive feedback from, and just to have someone to talk to about, you know, these experiences that you're having, because they're new and not everyone has those same experiences. And so to be able to constantly, you know, get that encouragement, like, no, this is your intuition. You can trust it. Just keep practicing. You're doing good. Their answer is, if they add or meditate and tell their highest self to show them how to trust their intuition, it will give them a regular practice of asking and getting an answer. Pretty soon, it'll be apparent how to cultivate a relationship with this part of themselves. It also helps to talk to other people, peers who are also in the same stage as them, or someone who has cultivated for many years, to discuss what came up in terms of, was this my intuition? Especially when you're doing healing work. So, you know, for a Sui Reiki, there's hand positions, you know, and of course, this is something that a Sui taught a lot, and something that was, that I instill in my students as well, it's all about, you know, really cultivating this relationship with yourself, this part of yourself, your intuition. And I just thought that was such a good reminder, because I've said this so many times. I've had the whole first year of this podcast is all about, you know, trusting yourself and your intuition and developing that. And while it's you know, it's easy to say that, but that's the only way to do it is to practice, is to also not only practice, but getting feedback. So being in some sort of peer group or working with a mentor, and just having that, you know, I wish sometimes I would have, I wish I would have had that. I had a small peer group, and that was extremely invaluable, just having someone to practice with and on. And we both grew so much from working on each other, doing energy work on each other. And she was just super encouraging me, you know, just like the smallest things. Like, I remember her spouse at the time, I couldn't remember his name, but I always wanted to call him Gordon. That wasn't his name. And that wasn't his middle name. And I just, every time I saw him, it just so wanted to come out of my mouth. And I said, you know, I finally told him, his wife, who was someone who was actually my Reiki master teacher and the person that I was trading energy healing sessions with, she said, "Oh, well, you're really intuitive, because Gordon Sumner is his favorite singer." And he was a guitarist as well, her husband. And, you know, Gordon Sumner is Sting. So, you know, just little things like that can really just kind of really enlighten you and open up a pathway, like, oh, okay. So this thing that I'm thinking, because I do that all the time with people with names, they won't look like the person that they're named as. Like, I keep wanting to call them something else. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I'll say something and I'll call them, tell them, like, you know, "Hey, I keep wanting to call you this name." And sometimes they just have there's no connection to it. So I just think, oh, well, maybe it's just a past life thing. Maybe, you know, I knew them this in a past life, or maybe I'm seeing, you know, this is who they were in a past life. I don't know. I remember one time, and these are just, you know, these aren't healers. This is just people, you know, doing their regular job. But another anecdote I have is, there was a neighbor that I had across the street, and she couldn't pronounce my name, which a lot of people can't pronounce my name. Even though we had, you know, met each other quite a few number of times, and we had a lot of mutual friends in common. And she's like, "Yeah, I just keep seeing pink, and I just can't stop seeing that. And so then I can't remember your name, and then I can't remember how to pronounce it." I said, "Well, remembering my friend whose husband I thought, I kept thinking his name was Gordon, even though I knew that wasn't his name. It was just on the tip of my tongue, and I'd have to stop myself from saying that." And I said, and what she said to me, I said the same thing to her. I said, "Well, you're very intuitive, because actually Pinky is my nickname. It's what I've been called since my birth, by my family. So all my family members still call me that, Pinky. They do not call me by the name that my mother gave me. My own mother doesn't call me by that. By Sharmila, she calls me, they all call me Pinky." So, little known fact, now you know my nickname. Don't call me that. So, but trusting your intuition. I think we've all had many instances of when we didn't and regretted that. And sometimes it's so subtle. It's really subtle. And, you know, you can't blame yourself, but it's just a matter of, even if you're not, you know, exploring healing work, and you just want to, you know, be able to trust that inner voice, because it's been right most, like, 100% of the times when you went against it, like, "Oh shit, I should have listened to myself." It's like, yeah, I remember hearing a voice, or maybe it's just like a feeling. Like, maybe it gives you, you don't get a good feeling about something, or you get a really good feeling, like, And it's like a solid yes. Like, you know what a yes feels like in your body. You know what a no feels like in your body. And there's just like simple, there's just simple things you can do to cultivate that. Like you can do it with colors that you wear. Like, should I wear red today? Should I wear blue today? And then just see what happens when you go out into the world. You know, maybe somebody was like, oh my God, you know, I love this color that you're wearing. It's my favorite color, or that color reminds me of my grandmother who passed away, you know? So you just never know what that can do. That small little exercise of just picking out yes or no, like just putting out a couple of things that you want to wear, different color t-shirts or blouses or whatever clothing items that's big and visible, not a sock, unless it's, you know, you can see your sock. And just, you know, see what happens with that. You know, it's just being playful. It's just being open. And if nothing happens, that's fine too. That's fine too. It's just a simple exercise, super easy to cultivate your intuition. And it's super important not to chastise yourself, not to be mean to yourself about it. If something doesn't happen or you didn't listen to yourself, you know, just to be gentle to yourself about it. Like, okay. So I got that wrong in terms of, you know, cultivating a relationship with your intuition, because it just takes time. And I think what I got from my reading of adding it to your meditation and just asking yourself, your highest self, or you don't have to ask your highest self, just asking yourself to show you how to trust your intuition. And I'm going to add to that, what does that feel like, or what does that look like to trust your intuition, and go with that meditation as well. So, but like I said, yeah, don't do your best to be kind to yourself and not give yourself any shit about not listening to yourself, about not keeping up with the practice of cultivating your intuition, this part of yourself. It's a natural part and of yourself that we've learned to not listen to for whatever reason, for many, many reasons that I've heard over the years. And I would say that would be like the number one obstacle that people run into when they are learning Reiki, because it does magically happen sometimes. But you know, they might feel disappointed, like, oh, you know, I thought that thinking that like everything is going to be the same, you know, every time, like, okay, like every day I'm going to wear this red shirt and it's always going to be red. Like, no session with yourself or with other people is ever going to be the same. Like when you meditate, it's never the same, right? It's always a different challenge. Maybe it's a little bit challenging before. Maybe you sit a little bit longer. Maybe you sit a little bit less. Maybe you're just in your head the whole time. You feel frustrated. And then there are other times you feel really peaceful and you find a good place, or you go to some like psychedelic place, you know, which is cool that happens, you know, but sometimes it doesn't happen every time. And that's okay, because you are just creating that relationship with yourself, giving yourself that space to find quiet and learn how to cultivate inner peace with yourself, if that's your practice for meditation. But yeah, I would say then the next thing is not to beat yourself up over it or do your best not to, and forgive yourself when you do, because you will, you know, give yourself a hard time, be mean to yourself, say unkind things to yourself in this process and get frustrated. It's just natural. It's part of it. And pretty soon you will start to develop develop a relationship with it where you do trust it. And even after all these years, sometimes I question it too, you know, so that still, it doesn't go away. But then I just go back to, no, you didn't make that shit up. And I think especially when I took the Akashic Records class, I mean, because that's all it is trusting the information that you're getting, trusting that however the information is coming to you is real, and that is the answer. And especially it's really hard when maybe the person, you know, that you're giving a reading to, they, you know, don't like the answer that you got, you know, that whether they say that, like, well, that's doesn't help, that's not helpful, or that's not right. Or you can, you know, maybe they're being polite and just, you can see in their face or their energy, you know, they got a poker face, but they don't have a poker energy face. And you can, you know, you pick up on that, and you just have to trust that while however hard it may be to hear, that's the information that you got, and you have to trust that. And that's one of the things that really helped me, was when my teacher, Cheryl Marlene, said that, you know, the answer you get is the answer you get. You have to trust that, period. You just have to trust that. And it was, you know, I think it was like when she first taught it, it was like maybe a 4-month class, and we met like once a month, and she would give us questions, and I would practice regularly. And I, you know, I'd be, you know, for me, it was when I give myself a reading, I have to have pen and paper or have my laptop to type the answer out, because it doesn't come like when it comes when I'm doing a reading for someone else. And it really honed in, it really built up my confidence, even though I had been doing Reiki and intuitive energy healing years before that. It really solidified, wow, okay, like this is a reading. I'm not doing energy work on someone. You know, I'm not reading anything, especially I'm not reading, like when I'm working on someone, I don't read their body. I mean, I guess, I do with my hands, but I'm not doing, with an Akashic Record reading, you know, I'm sitting, I'm talking to someone, whether it's a reading for myself or another actual person, you know, I'm listening and I'm getting information. I'm getting information visually as well. And through my body, just like, oh, you know, I'm getting this feeling. But a lot of it is auditory. Like I hear and sometimes I see words, especially if they want it to be emphasized. Like I'll see a flash of a word over and over again in my mind's eye. And it's just really taught me to really trust myself, trust the information that I'm getting, trust that I am intuitive. And that regular practice just honed it in for me. And sometimes it will take years. I mean, always when I was doing energy work, I was always surprised by the results that I was getting and the things that would come up and the things the tools that I was given to do it. Like I didn't know how to do, you know, I was just doing hands-on or working above, and I was always being directed where to go. It's like, okay, just go here. And they would tell me, oh my God, when you went to my foot, my foot started hurting. And then you went right there to my foot. And that felt so good. I was like, oh, okay, great. Cause I don't know. I was just going to your feet. Or, you know, the guidance that has come through that has been phenomenal. And I've gotten so many healing, intuitive healing tools from those sessions that I still use and teach. And that just comes from, you know, putting one foot in front of the other, slowly but surely practicing. You know, I'm working on someone, I'm working on myself. And again, just hearing it out, hearing what I'm getting, or however the information is coming to me, and trusting it. And it's not a magic pill. It's just being kind to yourself and having patience with yourself and with the process. And, you know, soon enough, with some time and some practice put in, you will start to trust yourself. I hope this helps you if you're wanting to develop a relationship with yourself in that way, and trusting and listening to your intuition. So I hope this helps you if you're looking to, whether you're doing Reiki or healing work or intuitive energy work, or just wanting to trust your intuition. It's a skill to build. It's building a relationship with yourself, with a different part of yourself, I should say. And yeah, let me know how it goes. Email me if you have any questions about it. I can talk about it on the podcast, and I welcome your questions. info@ohydreiki.com. That is our show for today. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. You can find information about the guest or any links I referenced in the show notes. And would you help me grow the show by doing these two things? One, sharing the podcast with someone that you think needs to hear it. And two, supporting the podcast by becoming a patron and giving monthly or make a one-time generous donation. It helps me grow the show, and I can just focus on making great episodes for you. You can listen, find the show notes, and the PayPal link to donate all in one convenient location, theconfidenthealer.net. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you next week.